I'm now joined in the studio by Robin Regan. Hello.
Hey.
How are you doing?
Not too bad. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you. Got a little bit lost on the way, didn't you?
I did. I had a nightmare.
Oh, but you're here now. That's the most important thing. Yeah. So you're here to talk about music and your new single, which we're going to talk about in a bit. But firstly, how did you get into music in the first place?
Well, as a child, I had no confidence whatsoever. Like, when people used to approach me, I used to cry. I used to hype on my mum and dad. So they thought it was a good idea to chuck me in performing arts. So since the age of three, I've been performing. And then I started getting really badly bullied. So then I started writing my own songs and making my emotions come through my lyrics. And then just from that, really, that I started thinking, oh, yeah, I'm gonna make a career of this. This is what I want to do.
Yeah, so how old was you when you started writing?
I started when I was about 13, and like little bits and bobs. They start off as poems, so I used to write loads of poetry, and then it wasn't until I was like 14, 15 that I started really getting into it.
Yeah. So. And how old are you now?
20.
Wow. Yeah. So you've had quite a long period of time of writing.
Yeah.
So do you think you'll use any of that in the future, or are you creating new stuff?
I do like the old stuff because it has a lot of meaning behind it, but the new stuff that I have got ready and like getting ready, it is really, really good. So I think all of that time practicing has now led me up to this stage where I'm like, right, let's go for it. Yeah.
So do you think that sort of now that you've got older, your songs have changed with what they're about, or is it still about the past when you were like bullied and stuff like that, or?
Well, not really. I try to write songs so other people can relate to them. So it's not just meaningful to me, it's meaningful for everyone. So if there's a, like, OI, for example, it's about telling someone how you like them and how much you want to be with them, but you can't. And there's loads of girls out there like, oh, I really like this person, but I can't tell them. So I just say, oh, send over the song, because that's what the song's there for. It's a guide. It's a cheat, basically, telling someone how you like them.
Has that worked yet? Has anyone sent it to anyone?
Yeah, I've had quite a few people send over, and they've got the hint. Oh, yes.
Have you sent it to anyone?
I haven't, no.
No? Was it aimed at anyone specific?
No, it actually wasn't, no. I always write from other people's perspective, so, yeah, nothing really. I don't really, no.
Yeah.
It's me.
Fair enough. And how would you describe the genre of your music?
It's like a cheesy pop.
Nice, like that. Fits well in the charts. There's a lot of cheesy pop out there at the moment.
I love that.
That's good. And in three words, how would you describe yourself, so your personality?
Oh, right. Clumsy. That should be top. Well, that's quite difficult. I say I'm quite caring. And,
I did spring this on you.
You did. Oh, that's tricky.
Do you want to come back to it? Do you want to have a think while we talk and then come back?
I'll sound a bit crazy. That one.
I like that. And do you want to tell us a bit of an embarrassing story about yourself? You just said you were crazy, so you must have done something crazy in front of a public audience once.
I fell off the stage quite a few times.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was really awkward. I decided to do a cartwheel and just end up in the audience.
Was that a bit of a spare of a moment thing, or was it planned?
Well, no, it's just like, oh yeah, I really feel like doing a cartwheel right now and end up hitting people.
You didn't hurt yourself, did you?
I always hurt myself.
Hence the clumsy, it's making
my
sense.
Yeah, I walk into door frames every day without a doubt. So.
Yeah. Are you covered in bruises?
Yeah, I've got some huge one on my leg right here.
Oh, well, let's have a look. Oh, that is pretty big. Everyone on the webcam. By the way, just to let you know, if you want to see Robin Regan and her bruises on her webcam, then do check out her website, phoenixfm.com. So we're talking about you've been on stage, and you've been in some amazing places on some amazing stages. Do you want to tell us where you've performed?
I've performed at Her Majesty's Theatre, the London Palladium. I performed at the Emirates in my Tottenham top because I'm a Spurs fan. I've done Leighton Orient. I've done, oh gosh, there's so many. I've done the Hackney Empire. I've done, oh, there's just so many.
And how do you get to perform at these amazing places?
Just hard work, really. And especially with the performing arts school, like, you get to perform everywhere. And now I've got a manager, and manager sends me out places, which is really good. And I get to just do what I want to do. Like, I get to be me. I get to just perform and help other people. So.
And are you used to performing to big crowds now, or do you still get a bit nervous about it?
I've never ever got nervous.
Oh, really?
I find it harder to perform in front of a little crowd than what I would in front of a big crowd.
Yeah.
It's more intense.
Yeah, yeah, everyone's looking at you and you can see them. Does that put you off when you know that you can see them looking at you, if that makes sense?
Not really, because once you're on a stage, you become someone different. That I can't explain the feeling what you get, because as soon as you get up on the stage, you know that you're out there to help people, you're out there to give them a show. So yeah. That fear and that adrenaline that you have just helps you perform, really. Yeah. So
it's really refreshing to hear you say like you're doing it for other people, because a lot of people will go out there and sing and it's kind of all about themselves, all about their performance and stuff, but you do it for other people. I think that's really nice.
Thanks.
So talking about helping other people, we're going to play OI for you in a minute. So as you've explained, it's sort of to help other people sort of tell someone that they like them. Is that pretty much it? Cool. Do you want to introduce the track for us?
Yep. So, hi, I'm Robin Regan. You're listening to Phoenix 98 FM, and this is my single, All Right.
So that was Robin Regan with OI, and she's still in the Phoenix FM studio with me now. How does it feel listening to that back?
It's crazy.
Is it weird to know that's you?
It's always weird. Because I always think to myself, I was like, especially when other people play it around me, I'm just like, I know this song.
Do you not realise it's you?
Where do I know it from? And I'm like, oh, sugar, that's mine. Like,
yeah. Do you think you sound like what you think you sound like?
No.
No?
I think now, because my voice has changed a little bit, like, when I try to sing it back, it always sounds different.
Yeah.
So every time you go sing this, it always sounds different.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
It's not a bad thing. It brings a bit of variety. So we just were talking as well about the music video. So did you have much creative direction within that music video?
Yeah, it was all mine.
Was it?
Yeah.
That was quite good. Do you want to explain, if people haven't seen it yet, what exactly happens?
If you haven't seen it, go on YouTube and watch it. For a start.
Cool, yeah. You've been told.
Basically, I just wanted like a really fun, young, upbeat video to match the song. My main thing was bubbles. Like, I love bubbles, and I love the word bubbles. It's just such a good word. And then with the Converses as well, like, it just looks so effective with me and the dancers, especially all having different colour Converses. I just thought, oh, that looks actually so good.
Yeah.
And then I asked the dance group that was, like, in the background. They were my music video. They was actually on Britain's Got Talent. They got to the semi-finals in 2013. And they're actually good friends of mine, yeah. So it was quite good to bring them back into everything together. It was nice.
Oh, wow, that's nice. So did you learn dancing through your performance school?
Yeah.
Do you think you would have done that if you hadn't have gone to performance school? Was dance something you enjoyed doing as well?
Well, I was always singing and dancing indoors, so it was probably something I was going to end up going into.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was... It's just something that I've always done, so to take it away would be horrible, really.
And I always prefer kind of dance, like singers who dance as well, because fair enough, you've got a good voice, but if you're just standing there on stage singing, it's like, come on, do something. So I like the fact that you dance.
I always said if I was to do a tour, it would be like a performance tour, so it's more of an entertainment show than it is a concert.
Yeah. And would you bring the Converses in?
I definitely would bring the Converses in, yeah.
Because we were just saying how you've got loads, haven't you?
Yeah, I love them. I've got, like, near enough every colour. I just need, like, the green ones, the yellow ones.
So if any fans want to give her a present or anything, you know what she likes now. And talking about your fans, you've got a name for your fans, haven't
you? They are. They're the Reganators, and they're wicked. And they're actually watching me right now, and I love you.
So, yeah, if you've got any questions, get them in, and we'll come to them in a moment. So where did the fan name come from?
Well, loads of people were asking me, what do you call your fans? What do you call your fans? And I was just like, what? I don't know. Like, I can't name you guys. That's you guys. Like.
Yeah.
So then I ended up running a competition on Twitter and was like, what do you guys want to be called? Like, I can't choose it for you. You guys have got to choose together. So then loads of people sent loads of names in, and I put it on a piece of paper and was like, choose the best one. And overall, Reganators won. So...
Right.
Just from that day, really, that they've all been called Reganators. And I think it's such a, like, strong name as well.
Yeah. And you mentioned Twitter there. You've got a Twitter competition at the moment going on, haven't you?
I have, to win a Skype session and a Reganator T-shirt.
Ooh, so what do I have to do that?
All I have to do is retweet the tweet, retweet and favourite, that's it.
Nice and easy. And what's your Twitter?
At Robin Lou Regan. And
cool.
If you follow me, I'll follow you back.
Nice.
Simple. And the winner will be announced on YouNow at 7 o'clock on Sunday.
Cool.
So I always announce the winner, from now anyway, on YouNow's. At 7 o'clock on Sundays.
Wicked. So have you ever had anyone, like, because I think you've done this before, haven't you, like, sort of interacting with your fans and them asking you questions. Have you had a weird question that you've gone, why have they asked me that?
They've asked me if I can cook them something. Yeah.
Are you a good cook?
I'm all right. I wouldn't say I was the best, but I can survive.
That's good. That's always good. So what would you cook if you had to go around a fan's house and cook them dinner? What would you do?
I'd pretend I'd cook it in, like, all the Nando's or something.
Isn't that cheating a little bit?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
just don't tell your fans. So, as we've been talking about a lot, that you've been there for your fans, do you aspire to be a good role model to them?
I do. That was the whole aim, really. Because of being bullied and how, like, much confidence I lost and then regained just by myself and through music, I now try to inspire and help other people going through the same things, even if they're not being bullied and if they're feeling down. I'm such a positive person, and, like, I'm always giving them all these positive quotes, and sometimes I think they get annoyed at the fact that when they're so down, I'm sending them positive quotes, but I don't think they're realising that I'm actually sending them positive energies as well. So the next, like, in the next 10 minutes of them getting that, they're like, oh, I feel a little bit better now.
Yeah.
I guess it's worked. Like, I always try to help someone else.
It's always good to have positivity. No matter how negative you feel, you might think, oh, that's really annoying, but something will then hit you. And you'll be like, oh, actually, no.
I'm always like, ha ha ha.
Are you always like that?
I am.
Is there times that you're a bit, like, down yourself?
No.
Really?
I'm just like a really happy person.
Can I be you? Can you give me some of your vibes?
Send them away.
And what do you think makes a good role model?
Just being you. Don't be fake. Just being genuine, you know? Like, I'm just like, I just give... The advice I give out is the advice I would have loved someone to give to me back when I was in that down days, when I wasn't getting the support from the friends and everyone I needed. So just really just... comes from the heart, really. So unless you're being truthful and faithful to yourself, don't give the advice out.
Yeah. And talking of advice, what would you give the singers who are trying to make it into the music industry? What advice would you give them?
Don't give up and don't let no one knock your confidence back, because you are going to have them days where someone's going to say to you, you're not good enough, you're not going to make it. I've had loads of knockbacks, but I just don't let nothing bother me. Like, I always go, all right, next step, learning curve, jump the hurdle.
Yeah, challenge.
Jump back on my horse, going to get going. So you're always going to have someone to try and knock you back, to try and knock your confidence. Don't ever let them do that. You're you. Music is your life. You go out there and make your dream come true. So.
And who is it that you aspired to when you were learning all this?
Michael Jackson.
Really?
Yeah, he's such a great, like, artist. Yeah, he's been my idol since I was little. So.
Aww.
Yeah.
I can imagine you like moonwalking when you were younger.
Do you know what? I actually can't moonwalk.
Oh, really?
I've tried and I just look like I'm walking backwards.
Well, it's kind of pretty much what
and
you
then
did,
I look like I'm skipping backwards. Like.
You can make up a new dance.
Like, what is that?
And who would you say your sort of music kind of is influenced by?
It's kind of along the lines of like Carly Rae Jepsen, Taylor Swift, like a little mashup. And the new music's kind of along the lines of, like, Tori Kelly and, I don't know, just a mix of everyone, really. But out there at the moment, I don't think there's anyone that kind of does, like, that has my sound or, like, does the music that I'm making now, which is pretty cool. Because I try not to be anyone else. I try to be me. So I try to listen to other genres. I like to, like, mix and match, like, chuck a bit of this in there, chuck a bit of that in there, like a big potion. Just get out there.
Yeah, it's better to be unique, and I do like it when artists like try and mix different genres, because when it works it sounds amazing, doesn't it?
Yeah, don't worry, I've had times where it doesn't work.
Really?
Like, yeah,
that's like, well, what genres don't work together?
You know, like if you want to just chuck a bit of like a little bit of a high note in there and do it fast, and it's just like, no, let's not chuck a bit of rap in now. And I can't rap. I've tried, and yeah, I'm just not going to attempt it.
Fair enough. I was going to say, do you want to try and do a bit now? But no.
No. You'd have the cats running for miles. Let's just say that.
So talking about like catchy and fun, that's how OI has been described, and quite upbeat as well. How does it feel to get comments like that on something you've worked so hard on?
Oh, I love it. It's because it's what it was aimed to do. It was aimed to bring people up and get them out of a bad mood. And if you can't really send over someone you like a really sad, soppy song, because it just won't work and they won't get the message and be like, whatever.
Yeah.
So I needed a song that would be stuck in someone's head, pretty much. And at the time, Carly Rae Jepsen's Call Me Maybe was out. So I was like, I need to write a song like this, because I have seen so many people singing that song just out of the blue. So I needed a song like, oh, ah, ah, ah. I needed that sort of thingy, like, that connection to the song there.
So yeah, it definitely was stuck in my head today. I listened to it earlier and I was like singing it to myself. So yeah, it's good. You've also had a success with a track called Home being used as the official track for their Help Heroes campaign.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a bit about that?
So I was approached by a soldier, and his name was Sergeant Connors, and he asked if Home could be the official song for the I Support Troops campaign in America. And I was like, yeah, sure, that's fantastic. Like, why not? And all the money from Home went to Help for Heroes. That's how that come along. And from that, I've had a lot of people ask me to go do Help for Hero events, and just, it's just been incredible, really. Like, the response I got from that was crazy. Again, it was a message. It was a message. Because at the time, my cousin's, well, my uncle was over in Afghanistan, not fighting, but he was an electrician working alongside. So they was left without a dad. So it was a way to, for them to communicate and say, all right, we actually miss our dad, this is how we're feeling. And it was crazy, the response that people were sending in, saying it's really helped us as a family talk about things, and it was really nice to hear that. And then I had a fan write into Prince Harry, and then Prince Harry commended me on my work, which was,
oh wow, that's incredible.
Crazy. Yeah.
Oh wow. So if you could meet anyone in the world, who would it be?
Oh wow. Oh, that's hard.
Michael Jackson.
Do you know what? If he was still here, yeah, it would have been Michael Jackson. I would have asked him so much, like, music advice.
Yeah.
And I know there was one thing he done before he, had a number one with Man in the Mirror. He actually wrote on the mirror saying, I'm going to write a number one song.
Oh, wow.
It was actually Thriller, sorry.
Oh.
And he wrote on the mirror, and every day he would say to himself, I am this man. I am going to change who I am, and I am going to make a number one song. He said that to himself. And then he wrote Thriller quite a while back, and then he got Thriller out, rewrote it, and then he got that out there, and it became a number one selling song. Like, he wrote thousands from that. But that was all because of that mirror thing.
Yeah,
so then I then made mood boards. Like, I have 3 mood boards up in my room, and everything I've put on there so far has worked. Like, it's happened, which is really good. So I was like, hey, thanks, my good.
Just shows if you put mind to it, it can happen.
Yeah.
Something can happen. So you've got a few performances coming up as well. Do you want to tell us where and when? And I was going to say why, but obviously we know why, because you enjoy performing.
I've got one on the 29th of August in Warrington. I'm doing Soccer 6 on the 6th of September. I have got... Oh gosh, now they've all gone blank. I've got a couple in September. I can't remember.
Where can people find out if?
Oh yeah, you can. If you follow me on Twitter, which is at Robin Lou Regan, or my Facebook page, which is Robin Regan Official Fan Page, all the links and all the dates and all the times will all be up on there. So.
Wicked. And what kind of songs do you perform? Do you, obviously you've got 2 out at the moment? Do you perform your new ones coming up as well?
I haven't yet, no. I actually performed a little bit of it on You Now to these guys, but I'm thinking I'm going to hold them back a little bit, make sure I've got them on point before I go up. Yeah, I always go out there and try to sing a cover as well. Like, I love singing Stupid Cupid. That's one of my favourite covers to go out there, because it's so fun and upbeat, and yeah. So
you dance that one as well?
I just like rock around.
So you've got loads of new songs on the horizon. Does that mean there's going to be an album anytime soon?
Not quite yet, no. It might be an EP first, but I'm hoping to have another single out, hopefully, beginning of next year, which would be cool.
Cool. Yeah. Sounds good. It's all very exciting stuff. So what is next in the life of Robin Regan? What's your next goal in life?
Just continue being me, really, and just keep pushing harder and just going up the ladders just a little bit more, like getting a little bit more known, doing a lot more performances. And, you know, maybe feature on a few tracks, having people feature with mine. I think that's next. I think collaboration will be next.
Who do you want to collaborate with?
Oh, I don't know. Anyone that wants to collaborate with me.
If anyone's out there and you want Robin on your track, there we go.
Let me know.
Get involved. Well, it's been lovely talking to you, Robin, and I wish you really well in your career. You mentioned that you like a bit of Carly Rae Jepsen and that Call Me Maybe was out when you was writing OI. So we're going to have it now for you.
Wicked, thank you.